You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. Bulls staged a roaring comeback today after Monday's Reuters benchmark indices clocked their biggest intraday gain since May 20 amid broad-based buying across sectors. The S&P BSE Sensex clocked a rally of 1,564 points or 2.7% to end at 59,537. And the Nifty 52 surged 446 points, or 2.58%, to close at 17,759. While the broader markets underperformed the frontline indices, they managed to end over 1% higher each. The BSE Mid-Cap Index added about 2%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index gained 1.3%. In a latest development, Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani has surpassed Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and LVMH co-founder Bernard Arnault to become the world's third richest person with a net worth of $137.4 billion. Adani now trails Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index ranking. The jump in Adani's ranking in the index is a result of the massive surge in his fortune so far this year. While all other billionaires in the top 10 have seen a decline in the net worth YTD, Adani's fortune has gone up by $60.9 billion. With the recent net worth surge, Adani has now become that first Indian and Asian to enter the top three of the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Moving on, Apple is ready to launch satellite connectivity with the upcoming iPhone 14 series. Cupertino apparently has the necessary hardware support for satellite connectivity in place, but whether the iPhone 14 will support satellite communications would depend on whether Apple and operators can settle the business model. It may also depend on necessary government approvals. According to Bloomberg, iPhone users will be able to report emergencies to the concerned authorities in areas with no cellular service. The satellite connectivity feature will allow users to send short messages in an emergency. iPhone 13 also has the hardware support for satellite connectivity reportedly, and it might allow iPhones to operate without the need for 4G or 5G network connectivity with limited capabilities. In another development, Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank's IPO will open for subscription on 5th September at a price band of ₹500 to ₹525 apiece. The public issue will close on 7th September. The IPO is entirely a fresh issue of up to 1.58 crores shares with a face value of ₹10 each, aggregating to ₹831.6 crore. The lead managers to the issue include Axis Capital, Motilal Oswal and SBI Capital Markets. Link in Time India is the registrar to the issue. Upon successful listing, Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank will join the likes of City Union Bank, CSB Bank, DCB Bank, Federal Bank, Karur Vysya Bank, Karnataka Bank, RBL Bank and South Indian Bank. Meanwhile, Adani Transmission on Tuesday entered the top 10 list of most valuable companies. The power transmission firm became the 8th most valued firm by market capitalization. As per the BSE data, Adani Transmission's market cap stood at ₹4.4 lakh crore today morning at about 10:30 a.m. Adani Transmission MCAP surpassed that of HDFC, which is at ₹4.31 lakh crore, LIC, which is at ₹4.27 lakh crore, Bajaj Finance, which is at ₹4.33 lakh crore, and Bharti Airtel, which is at ₹4.12 lakh crore. In the past 1 week, Adani Transmission share price has rallied over 10% as compared to 0.19% decline in the NSE Nifty 50. On the other hand, HDFC, LIC, Bajaj Finance and Bharti Airtel were down 1-2% during the same period. Lastly, Reliance Industries shares were trading volatile, fluctuating between gains and losses on Tuesday. Reliance share price fell 0.7% after gaining nearly 1% in the opening deals. They opened in the green a day after the Mukesh Ambani-led company's 45th AGM discussed plans on 5G launch, FMCG foray, new energy investments and succession plan. Earlier, on Monday after the company's AGM, Reliance share price settled in red at ₹2,596.80 apiece. At least three research and brokerage firms have given rating to the stock after the company's FY 2022 AGM. Motilal Oswal Financial Services and JM Financial Services have given buy rating to it, while ICICI Securities has given add rating to it. In the last 5 years, shares of RIL share price saw mixed trends on the company's AGM day. Last year in 2021, RIL share price declined 2.4% to close the day at ₹2,153.50 apiece. In 2020, RIL share price on AGM day fell 3.8%, while in 2019, stock markets were closed on RIL's AGM day due to Bakr Eid, but the stock soared 9.72% on the next day. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.